The Attorney General's office says in 2003 the Wisconsin Public Service Corporation knew about a potentially more effective type of pollution control technology when it asked state regulators to approve an expansion of the Weston Power Plant. Pub Service says the failure to tell DNR staff was an omission that didn't affect the state's decision to okay the now underway expansion. But the company says for the sake of transparency, it should have told the state about the sulfur dioxide controls and explained the firm thought the technology was unproven at the time. So Pub Service has agreed to pay a $6,000 fine to the state and pay $15,000 to environmentally related charities. Justice Department spokesperson Mike Bauer says the state got a good deal.
The maximum penalty in this case was $5,000. We got them to agree to a total of $21,463,000 in both penalties and to improve the quality of life in central Wisconsin by contributing money to three various nonprofits in that area.
Bauer says the state also got the utility to admit to the violations. He says the Attorney General can't do anything about getting Pub Service to install more pollution controls at the Weston plant. He says that's up to the State Public Service Commission. But the Sierra Club is not happy with the Weston deal. Toxics specialist Jennifer Fireherm says it's a slap on the wrist.
The Attorney General's office needed to figure out what went wrong here, how a company could get away with misleading the DNR, and make sure that that pollution control equipment was required.
The Sierra Club has asked a Dane County court to take another look at the DNR's approval of the air pollution permit for the Weston plant. The environmental group says there's still time for major cuts in sulfur dioxide emissions. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.